The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I'm Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. And now to start with, the Central Council for Research in Ayurvedic Sciences, CCRAS, under the Ministry of Ayush, invites online applications for 170 Group A, B and C posts, including research officers, assistants, nurses, technicians, pharmacists, MTS and more. Selection will be through CBT and interview Group A and CBT only for Group B and C. Applications are open till 31st 8 2025. For details, kindly refer to the website at www.ccras.nic.in. The Ministry of Coal invites applications for deputation posts at the Coal Controllers Organization, CCO Delhi. Eligible officers must apply within 30 days from the date of publication with full documentation. Download details and application performer from www.coal.nic.in. Advanced Weapons and Equipment India Limited, a defense PSU under the Ministry of Defense, invites applications for the post of Executive, Finance, Consultant, Accounts and Company Secretary on contract basis. The last date to apply is 27th July 2025. For eligibility and application details, kindly visit www.aweil.in. Rail Vikas Nigam Limited, RVNL, invites applications for the post of an Assistant Manager, HR, two posts available at its New Delhi office on regular basis. The last date for receipt of applications is 31st July 2025. For further details, kindly refer to the website at www.rvnl.org. Ministry of Coal is accepting applications for multiple Group A posts in the Coal Controllers Organization on deputation or short-term contract basis. The position includes Deputy Coal Controller, Coal Superintendent, Legal Officer, IT Officer, Senior Geologist and others across Delhi, Dhanbad, Ranchi and other cities. For detailed notification and application forms, kindly refer to the website at www.coal.nic.in. Tata Institute of Fundamental Research, TIFR, Mumbai is conducting a walk-in interview on 25th July 2025 at 9:30 a.m. for clerk, trainee, 10 posts, monthly stipend of 22,000 rupees, and the age limit is 28 years. For qualifications, instructions and online application, kindly visit www.tifr.res.in. Rights Limited, a Government of India enterprise under the Ministry of Railways, is inviting applications from qualified, sincere and hardworking professionals for multiple technical and managerial posts on regular contract basis. Vacancies include positions such as DGM Civil, Assistant Manager Civil, SHE, GIS, BIM and Site Assessor with an upper age limit ranging from 32 to 41 years depending on the role. Reservation and age relaxations available as per government norms. The last date to apply is 27 July 2025. For detailed advertisement, qualification, fee and selection process, kindly visit the career section at www.rights.com. The Port Management Board, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, invites applications for the post of Assistant Harbour Master, Group A, Pay Level 11, on deputation or short-term contract basis for 3 years. Officers from the Indian Navy, Coast Guard, for eligibility and terms and conditions, kindly visit the website at www.andaman.gov.in. The Gandhi Smriti and Darshan Samiti, GSDC, under the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, is recruiting for the post of a director, Group A, Level 12. The role is on a 3-term extendable via direct recruitment or short-term contract on deputation. Candidates must hold a master's degree in social sciences with 15 years of administrative experience and a commitment to Gandhian philosophy. Applications must reach GSDS Rajghat, New Delhi, within 60 days of this advertisement's details, and the format for applications is available online at www.gandhismriti.gov.in. The Directorate General of Employment, Ministry of Labour and Employment, invites applications for Group B and C posts on deputation or absorption basis, and the vacancies include 4 posts for Subdivisional Employment Officers in Level 7, 4 for Assistant Employment Officers Level 6, and 7 vacancies for Upper Division Clerks Level 4 at various locations in India. Eligible officers from central or state governments and related organizations with required qualifications and experience in employment services, vocational guidance, or socio-economic research may apply. The maximum age limit is 56 years. Applications must be submitted through proper channel within 60 days from the publication date, along with vigilance clearance, APARs, and other required documents. Detailed notification and application format is available at https://labour.gov.in/circulars. Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, a Government of India undertaking under the Ministry of Defence, invites online applications from Indian nationals for journeyman posts in various trades. And the trades are electrician, fitter, machinist, crane operator, diesel mechanic, pipe fitter, rigger, etc. There are a total of 52 vacancies available, including reserve posts for SCST, OBC, EWS and PWPD. And the age limit is maximum of 26 years as on 1st July 2025, and the minimum qualification of a 10th pass. Selected candidates will undergo 2 years of training with potential absorption based on performance. For details and to apply online till 4th August, kindly visit the website at www.grse.in, or you could go on to https://jobapply.in/GRES2025. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.